This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to go not so far out on a limb here and say that it sure appears, based on his rallies and the kinds of things his supporters say on camera and on tape and on social media, that a lot of likely Donald Trump voters are angry. A lot of them are men, and most of them are white. Back in 2013, Michael Kimmel, he's a professor of sociology and gender studies at Stony Brook University, wrote a book called Angry White Men. He talked to hundreds of them, the white supremacists, men's rights activists, and others, to find out what is making them so mad. Dr. Kimmel, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you, Kai.
Who are these men, and what are they angry at?
Well, some of the polls now about some of the angry white men followers of Donald Trump suggest that he does best with small-town, non-college-educated white men and women. But these are also, I think, people who are who were in industries that have been the most transformed over the past couple of decades. Steel workers, auto workers, the men who are angriest are men who brought up feeling that they were entitled to be a breadwinner, to own their own home. These are guys who basically bought into the American dream circa Don Draper.
The phrase you have come up with from your book is aggrieved entitlement. They believe they were owed. They believe they were due these things.
Well, in many ways, I'm really quite empathetic with them. They believe that if they played by all the rules, paid their taxes, went to work every day, then they should have these benefits at the end. And they don't. So they're furious.
So they are... Understandably, I suppose you might say, angry. Question is, though, who are they angry at? Where do they seek redress?
Well, that, to me, I think, having talked to several hundred of these guys, whether at Tea Party rallies earlier on, or some on the extreme right, white supremacists and white nationalists, I realized that they were right to be angry. They've been badly done by. But what I wanted to say to them, of course, as an interviewer, I don't get to say, like, here's my opinion. But, you know, what I wanted to say was, do you really think that it was immigrants who issued those predatory loans that forced you to sell your house or leave it in the middle of the night? Do you think it was feminist women who are responsible for climate change? Do you think it was LGBT people who outsourced your job? So I feel like they're right to be angry, but they're delivering their mail to the wrong address.
And along then comes Donald Trump.
The biggest surprise to me, I wrote my book, Angry White Men. It came out in 2013, yeah. And it's all about these guys. The name Donald Trump does not appear in the book, Kai. It is a book about all of his followers who I believe were really kind of waiting for their leader to show up. And here he is.
Is it any surprise that his message then resonates so deeply with so many people?
I don't think so at all. I think it's very, very understandable that his message resonates so deeply. In fact, deeply enough that it is sometimes an unconscious resonance. They're not really sure why it feels so right to be angry, but boy, it sure does. And I think that, you know, some of the bewildering changes that have taken place in our country, the fact that a woman is running following the very first African-American president, you know, who instituted health care and same-sex marriage. And as I said, these changes are so bewildering and so fast that I think that it just sort of gives a voice to all of this inchoate anger that had been, you know, sort of simmering just below the surface.
Is this just, you know, to the election news of the week in the next, 3 months or whatever it is this a demographic that it will be dispositive in an election? Can it tip an election?
No. I really do think, based on what I can, you know, what demographic information I can pick up, this is an increasingly loud and numerically declining number of people in our country. Most people are getting on board, out of necessity perhaps, not out of choice, but getting on board with globalization and the kind of neoliberal economic shifts that have taken place around the world. These are the last resistors on the right.
The progressive response has to be get on board or get out of the way. We will leave you behind, right?
No. I think what the case progressives need to make to these angry white men is there are many people who are in the same situation as you are. Nativism has rarely been the way that we could move ahead. And nativist movements are always followed by quite progressive movements. I do think that there is a kind of a general arc of history that says this is the class over which history is about to roll.
Yeah.
You know, one idea is, you know, get out of the way or you'll be crushed. The other way is say, come along and we can ride this wave.
Michael Kimmel is at Stony Brook University. His book from a couple of years ago, which turns out to have been remarkably prescient, is called Angry White Men. Professor, thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you, Kai.